Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, Casper. Hello, everyone. I'm Neil. My name is Tariq Aspor with the Strongheart Warrior Society on for Indigenous Radio. My bad. Indigenous people. Oh, hell. Anyways, so I'm all Indigenous Voices of People. There we go. So it's my first day, you know, taking over the show, and I'm waiting for my co-host, Kanupa, waiting for him to call in. Anyhow, the show is open. So anybody wants to call in, let us know what's going on out there in Indian country, what's happening around the world. Let us know. I'll tell you, on this side of this border over here, we are dealing with a major issue that is happening in San Diego that we are really battling with. And I know our previous hosts, they say an opening with a prayer. And I am waiting for Brother Kanupa to come online in order to say that prayer. Anyways, I'll go back to what I was saying. So the major issue that we're having out here in San Diego is called homelessness and police brutality. And this is what I would like to open the show with, is what is happening in our streets, what are happening to the homeless population. So, hello?
Hello.
Hi, Kanupa, how are you doing? Could you please call in the show, please?
Yes, I'll do that right now.
Thank you. So, Kanupa's going to come in. Right now, as we speak, you have to get, I'm just waiting a little bit for Kanupa. Man, it's hot out here. I'm sweating like a pig. Jesus Christ, it's hot. Global warming. It's global warming, folks. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Is that you, Kanupa?
Nope.
Yes, hello?
Oh, anybody there?
I apologize, folks. I don't know what the heck is going on with my system. My show is different. I just connect directly, you know, to satellite. Over here, it's a whole different ballgame. So this is my first time hosting the Indigenous Voices of People. And my name is Tariq Aspor. Who else is with me on the show? Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello?
Hello?
I'm on.
Okay, you're on. I apologize. This is my first time doing this type of show before.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Yes, we're on the air. I did call other people to get on tonight's show, so hopefully they do.
Okay, I totally messed this up, so I apologize.
Well, let's begin the show with an open introduction again. For the listening audience, for some that are tuning in, this is the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. This is yours on behalf of the Indigenous people and on behalf of our sister, Leona Brando from Shedding Light. We want to start off with a Lakota prayer and then end it with a Lakota song. And so here's our opening prayer, and we thank all of you for tuning in, because tonight's subject on this show is going to be aimed at human rights violations. So here's our opening prayer. Hotonkashila wakhatanka kishimanetu. Ampetu aste uyaku pi yunkan wopila tanke isiche. Yunkan tona hunk o kansola glena tima hiukse na iwogla koki. O wash the lessons and wobble the henna with chopsy there. Dakulena iwogla koki ne cheske honi chopi. Na unchi makhaki o negapte akhpapiko unchi kha iwanki tiu na unkai tapo. Lila ake oyate on ki tropi, ka kisha na mila hanska ki techi on koku api. He un woche ki lech datu, wakake. Matuenis ne ash ake le chanupa gluha mani me echa woche ki hiuti chapi. Tatia topa ki lena ti shen tik chiksi api, kolachi api. Tatanko oyate, echako oyate, wambli oyate na sitte sapala. Hena ake ha woke hena chichupi. Etaho oyate ki tokata kia. Sankulu to omani pikte he un wo kie kile o kila pikte. Ya hechus e wa hochi che na o kuzi tipi. Huk te khia khpa piko na kuzi a kile o ispa pi. Hena khabi yatsu na yakis nikte. Na hukti uns wichasha na wia te khia o kaske tchanka. Unsia maza anatkha vyankao ki hena ampetu ki o kiwiksa pi. He un wo che kie kile hiuchi chapi usiun kia pi e. Dona hunk dagni yutavsi na waki pab hene ishe chiwahe yuaste e chagana ka. Kya hechen se lech tatu ho matkhaen wo cheke yuchi che. Ho mitaki epi. That opening prayer was in honor of all you people that are tuned in on behalf of the Lakota Nation in the state of South Dakota. And we apologize for coming back on late, but the show never, ever ends because of the sentimental value that we are producing with everybody to determine the fate of where we're going. So, Brother Tyreek, I wanted to explain something to you real openly on a human rights spectrum. For people that will be calling in, they're going to give you an on-site too. Earlier, we had a radio show talk about certain things that had to do with, you know, the current circumstances that go on in Indian country. And so we tried to address those problems on a mass scale. And so the democratic society we all live in continue to make decisions that are competent, okay? And as a masses of people are trying to understand the inner doubt to that, many forget that this type of pronunciation, whether it's Democratic or Republican, they forget one thing, the independent nature status. The nature status of independence is not a disillusionment, and it's not an enthusiastic or enthusiasm about how political gospel is a democracy, and it has become that, a political gospel of a democracy. So furthermore, to strengthen our society's way of thinking, this is how schizophrenia does people, in the sense of giving you manufactured drugs at the hands of certain corporations that want to use you as a guinea pig to constantly and share a continuation to purchase these type of medicines when they're all illegal. As long as they can control your thought process of the faith that you have in a, whether it's a doubtful or whether it's to destroy you, they will do just that. And so this understanding we are sharing to you, it talks about a lot of the things that we face every day in Indian country in the year 2022. Now keep in mind, folks, a society without people, okay? And we're talking August 26, 2022. A society without people romanticizing how poor people are facing, whether they're homeless, whether they do not have shelter, whether they lack a home. These are things that refer back to the independent structure of how America implemented its colonial policies to strip people of those human rights. And there is a variety of superficial, stereotypical responses for the general lack of that information. And so I speak out strongly about this because today they're starting to bring the paddle out in the state of Missouri to abuse your kids, okay? Whether they need self-discipline or whether they need discipline from a home. So here's a society that's creating this inevitable impact on people. When people make a disbursement between how the school and the education system pronounces its way of teaching our people, and you as a family member take on that response of how they implemented this abuse and structure of patronizing the hierarchy by putting our people in certain educational system when we cannot comply with how education works. They used to have a program called EDL. It's the Education Development Learning, okay? Because they think that you could not be incompetent enough to be with the rest of the class, so they moved you to EDL. This is what I experienced in my time when I was in school. Now at the age of 65, I can refer back to where the chronicle of this issue has become a behavior that neutralizes your virtuosity to hold the system accountable. So we take that issue home and we tell our parents. So the parents will come out and start complaining to the school board. Then the school board turns around and puts that onto the superintendent. The superintendent turns around and puts that back on to the teachers and the principal. And lo and behold, when they do that by putting that responsibility on the teachers and the principals, we lack the participation of children. So now that they heard the families and the parents complain to them, here we are leaving our children, you know, on a sense of acronym of means where they had to fend themselves. And in modern speaking, today in the year 2022, our kids are not scared of anybody. That's what the institution of learning has done to our children. Our kids ain't scared of nobody because discipline and the oral history of that comes from your home, not a school. So from the state of Missouri trying to implement that paddling, you know, responsibility to govern the discipline of the lack of that value system in a home, this is what's going on. So as I said periodically in many shows, America loves to repeat history. Why do you think we have so much homelessness? Why do you think we have a dropout rate in every community? I don't care if it's red, black, white, and yellow. We have the highest dropout rates according to people that know oral teaching. And because of that, America, you're to blame. This is the problem with what goes on in Indian country. There's no such thing as America. And if that's blasphemy, so be it. The reason I stress that, and I speak on these type of behaviors to enable our people to think freely, the Lakota people in general had a communication with their great mystery. which we call Wakankankakichimanet. And then in Cheyenne, my other blood in my body, we call him Mahale. And then the Mashika blood, which is Nawa that I speak of, we call him Nagadawi. These three native languages that I carry and possess are a way we communicate to the great mystery. The great mystery never put anybody in school, people. This is all how the Holy Roman Catholic religion and education devoured people. And so that's how abuse became oriented. When you look at all the fallen dynasties, from Rome to Egypt to the Greeks to the Mesopotamians to the Mediterranean, and the failure of the American people, in the societies in general, you will see that we're learning to see and watch history repeat itself. The policies that people make between people of color, there are certain things that do not fit in how an organizer uses education to deplete the national popular power that forces you not to comply. And here's why. Many, many mass powers of organizations have emerged into a society to look at crucial in content. That's a personality difficulty. Why? Because it has a conflict. And so a good example, a good example to relate to that, take a look at what they did to our brother, the late George Floyd. May the great mystery continue to serve his family and watch over our brother, George Floyd. And here's why, getting back to that educational field. When George had his hands bent behind his back, they forced him to cry out for his mother. "Mama," he said. Okay? Yet, the sleeping giant of all the people of colors, women, did not react intentionally. Okay? Any mother knows this in every home, that if you violate and abuse one of their children, mom is going to turn into an angry bear and she's going to do some tremendous damage. But George's mother wasn't there. And the rest of the cry of mothers that are supposed to be there to protect our little ones. Don't forget, when Donald Trump was in power, look what he did to all our Mashika children when he isolated them from their mothers and placed them down in those holding cells down in Texas. Don't forget that. This is how heinous the white man is when they advertise about how they emphasize the way they want to depict and create a cultural bias, which becomes the lacking of that prudence that most people cannot ever see. And when I talk about the lack of that prudence, I'm talking about how families forget to be responsible for the care and loved ones they have in their home. So this organization that was created on that national popular power forced us to understand one thing, that America has become one big Indian reservation that loves to lie. Americans love to lie, folks. So if you call yourself American, you better look at yourself in the mirror and think about it again. Because Americans been lying since they arrived in 1492. But don't forget, those four ships that represented them that came here in 1492 were all ex-cons, no different than the ex-cons that landed in Australia. And look what they have done to our people, to our Aboriginal people down there in Australia. And we as a free people constantly hang on to our spiritual inner self and our belief. A half-breed, and I'm going to say this openly with a heart, a half-breed that is governed with the blood of white America's blood counterparts, he is a threat to modern society's people improving the freedoms of independence that we all live with and have as a free people. That society is open, people. Freedom of independence is an open society for everybody to live according to their life the way they want to, without the need of violence without the need of drugs, without the need of alcohol, without killing each other and murdering one's family. This is what America had done to us. Look at all the finalizations of what people are doing to this day. Nobody talks about this. And this is aimed at the half-breeds. The crucial part with the half-breed people is that they will love to cut down the ones that are doing the work. And I'm talking about James Riley Swan from a so-called, you know, self-explanatory group in the state of South Dakota in the town of Rapid City. He claims to be a big shot. He's dividing people. But somebody's paying him to do that. He's an internet blogger, okay? He's all over the computer talking about, oh, I created this chapter. I did this. I did that. But what are you really doing to your people? What are you really doing? If you have native blood, remember, your real last name is Outlander. Your dad's a white man. And your mother was the native, a half-breed native, okay? So to justify your birthing process, you're more white than you are native or indigenous or whatever you want to call yourself. You're still a white man, Mr. James Riley Swan. I have text messages where you attacked. You attacked a brother of mine who passed away back in 2007 named Dwayne Martin, okay? You did this, James Swan, but not only did you do that, you also attacked Bernita Inderwoods and her brother, Bryce Inderwoods, who you called, according to that post, you called him Rice Inderwoods. You see, the insultive mechanism of what you did to these people, and lo and behold, you also chastised Ryman LeBeau. You said these people, these four people backstabbed the people. I beg to differ, and I'll tell you why. You see, when half-breeds become a threat in society, they blame things that they can never accomplish. They can't accomplish what that Dwayne Martin did. They can't accomplish what Bernita Inderwoods did. And they sure in the hell can't accomplish what Bryce Inderwoods had done. And most of all, Ryman LeBeau. You see, the powers that be, I can go back to the time when Bob Yellowbird Steele challenged a cement corporation in Crawford, Nebraska, and he led our elders to defend that land base, which was already created as Camp Robinson, which they turned around and named it Fort Robinson, which is the murder site of one of our greatest leaders of all time in history and otherwise. His name was Kashuka Witko. In modern terms, his name was his crazy dog. Kashuka Witko means his crazy dog. But in lateral thinking, his name was Crazy Horse. They killed him. The white man killed him down there. And so they tried to turn it into a cement corporation to extract cement from the earth. And Bob Yellowbird still led that campaign to stop it, which now it became Fort Robinson. Our Cheyenne brothers, my people of the Cheyenne blood, they still have their Cheyenne outbreak every September 5th. And let's go back to 1970 when my older brother and another fellow patriot in the struggle that I stood for and became one of his personal bodyguards, Lehman Brightman. Lehman Brightman led a campaign to secure Mount Rushmore. I sure in the hell didn't see him, James Wiley Swan over there. I sure in the hell he didn't see him there. I was a kid, so I know what I'm saying. Lived it, been there and done that, still living it today. And they demonstrate that they were standing in protest because of the involvement of the treaty standards, how white America can't live up to those agreements on that treaty of 1868. Then the Rapid City flood began, and it happened on June 9th, 1972. The waters of Pactola Dam up in the Black Hills broke, and it came out and wiped out masses of people in the town of Rapid City. And there were mostly Native people that died, along with Caucasian folks. I know. I was there, too. I helped my grandfather and them recover and uncover bodies in all that demise. Then came the Wounded Knee 73 occupation, which my fellow bodyguard and fellow patriot in the struggle, the late Russell Means, led us into Wounded Knee at the discretion of how our traditional people were sick and tired of half-breeds, again, half-breeds, trying to dictate the responsibility to caretake Native people. The half-breeds got all the resources and money to neutralize the traditional people that still believed in their traditional way of life. To this day, we still live by that as a code of ethics. And so it was Richard Dick Wilson that created that whole chaos and that behavior on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation on February 27, 1973, when we entered the hamlet of Wounded Knee. And then many other transitions came about. I never seen you guys step up and take the responsibility to protect and serve your people, whether they were elders and children. And to this day, Chinupa Gluha Money, along with the Strongheart Warrior Societies, are still doing it today. We're not condemning people out there in the mainstream. We're not in the internet or even on the computer condemning people. This is what half-breeds do to this day in the year. In August 26th, 2022. We're not on the internet or on Facebook or any of these little media blogs on the computer chastising other people. And if it wasn't for the Indian Collective to hold that responsibility against the Grand Gateway Hotel that racially discriminated against Native people, the president of the Indian Collective is my blood nephew. That's my older sister, Joanne's boy, Nick Tilson. That's my nephew. And so is his brother, Mark. So here's Mr. James Riley Swan condemning people. You should condemn AIM because AIM did not fulfill its endeavor to persevere for people. AIM always says we don't get involved with tribal politics. Well, back away and let AIM die, because all the AIM leaders that are gone, they believed in one thing that the tribal government was doing, was stopping their people from getting ahead. Before AIM and Goon ever started on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, we had herd camps of cattle and buffalo. When our people were hungry, they didn't have to go to the Kamad House. They sure in the hell didn't have to go to the social service office and get food stamps. They came to these cattlemen, these buffalo herders, and asked if they can get food. Yes, go get it. Go on, go hunt it down, take it home and butcher and eat. That was the real way. So Dick Wilson forced our people. My grandfather, Roy Martin, was the last one to sell out at gunpoint. This is what they did. They got rid of all of our cattle and our buffalo herds. And we tried to bring them back, and they still got rid of them. You see, this is an insult to the traditional people, mind you. And James Swan, you have resort to blame. Until you look at yourself and quit condemning people that are doing something to help them. I don't see you bringing donations to your reservation. I don't see you bringing food to your reservation and helping your poor people. I don't see you do that. All you do is chastise and condemn people, and you put them in jail. You turn them in. Don't forget, James Swan is a federal informant. And if this message gets back to him, so be it. I'll vouch for it. Chinupa Gluha Money will vouch for it. You condemn people because they're doing the right thing. Condemn yourself for all the people you put in jail. This is the hard part. This radio show is about expanding one's issue of how the system is changing. Everywhere in America, people want this computer software. And you guys can't even see the corporations of what they're doing. They're digging these holes and these ditch lines and putting that software in the ground So in other words, America has become one big Indian reservation, and it always has been one big Indian reservation that is strictly under surveillance, thanks to you, white man, because you created a society that lives in hateful fear. Hateful fear is what creates racism, duh. But you people don't want to talk about that. But Chanupa Gluha Money of the Strongheart Warrior Society talks about it on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. And I thank the previous people for helping us, you know, get the voice out. Jibril Salam and Amin, they did their part to serve this radio station. And eventually, they went silent. I still can't get a hold of them. I've tried, and I still can't get them. But that's okay. The influence of what organizations have done, remember, it's now become an organized religion, people. And you're all in it. It's all territory now. So now that we come to the final part of this half hour down the road, we're going to open it up for questions from the audience. And again, Mitaki Epi, I'm going to say this as we open it up. Dako iwag lakin tekile chante ogna ichumpo le oakhe ni tropi. Ho etaha dako waslo en kehe ya chimpikte khokata kya egna ka. Wa khatkha ka sisi mane tuna unchi makana hu topana. We are called at the Lena Nanisi. Yeah, Hitchens, it's a new Pagluha money, Mecha, Wahoshi Chapi. Ho, let's open it up for questions and people that are calling in. Go right ahead. Thank you all.
Okay, we got area code 20859. You're open.
Ya ho, Mitaki Epi, now check who must be here. Kaima Hogi Yukun. My name is Kenneth Katches Jr. Ogallala Lakota Shoshone Paiute. I reside on the Shoshone Paiute Indian Reservation in northern Nevada, Idaho-Nevada border. And I wanted to get on the show and listen to my Uncle Chanupa. The words that he speaks, the way, how it is, people need to come to a realization and understand what it is. It pisses me off that our people are the way they are. And it'll always piss me off. These words that he speaks are true. And when you don't understand it, it hurts. For instance, the language goes along with what he's talking about. Those things, those teachings should be taught at home. But now you see them all over on the internet, social media. And if our grandparents were alive to this day, that would never happen. And I'm really heartbroken to hear him speak this, where our people don't understand, to where they should understand. They want to say, I know this, I know that, yeah, uh-huh. But to me, you know, they don't. It's their bullshit. And I just wanted to listen in and get back to where that frame of mind of thinking. I lost my wife about a year ago. On August 4th, and it hurts me. And I wanted to listen to him again to get back in that mind frame, that mindset of the way it is, the really how it truly is for us as Numa people. I just want to say that much. I hope.
And I thank you for that, nephew.
Right.
Much love to you.
Nope. All right, next number. Area code 406. You're on the air. 406. You're on the air. It's your show.
Okay, I'm 406, but I'm like, what's the last four numbers?
Oh,
I might be something else. Yeah. This is Jenny, anyhow. Calling in from the Pekani Nation territories here in Northwest Montana. Geez, what Kenny said right now, you know, it's almost like how I feel, you know, what the hell's wrong with our people today? Why is it that they make it so impossible for themselves to understand it, what's going on, what's happening? And when I relocated back home from the West Coast in 2013, when they say the spiritual awakening begins, there was a lot of things that were happening in that time. But when I came home, I felt like, what the hell's wrong with our people? They're just still carrying on like nothing's going on. Because our people are the type of people that feel, well, if it's not happening in front of me, it's not happening at all. Why? Because they become that way because they're so asleep to this white way of life now. And it's like they're in a missionary school. That's what it felt like, you know? That's what it still feels like. So they become so, you know, indoctrinated into it where you even have some grandmothers that would tell me, you know, things that, like, one, she spoke her language, but she said, you know, in Chinupa, this is when Chinupa came up to our reservation. Because, you know, he was called on to come and hear what was going on there when it comes to the illegal water compact, which they kind of got away with it, you know, but now it's going to hurt our people. But when he was there, we had an old grandma named Wilma Bermedic. And the way he was in there, the way he always speaks, and us that actually understand him, you know, that's why we support him, because we don't deny who we are. And that's the good part about everything today. Which he told him, did you know that the black boy was dead and gone, that she was a born-again Christian? And did you know that Jesus looks like us, or, you know? And to me, it's like, well, and, you know, if you are a born-again Christian, and what the hell are you doing here? You should be across the oceans with your people, speaking your language over there, trying to help them. But when she said that, the same old lady come into that three-lodge camp that we had to put that three-lodge camp up to show them, you know, that we're against the, what they're doing. And the reason why is because the one true purpose that was given to our people, we talk about the ceremony, we talk about the animal, we talk about the beaver, we talk about the water, anything and everything that has to do with life. But the beaver one was given to our people because that represents the water, which was given with the vow. So when our real elders were still, like, just like Kenny is saying, you know, if they were alive, then none of this would be going on. But that knowledge that they passed on to some of us is what we're still trying to keep it alive. But we went against them, but they declared our 3-1 camp a state of war camp. We called in the army and, you know, to finish up some veteran houses that they were building. And our people were so, you know, happy, you know, proud, you know, because military's coming in to build these houses for free when our men needed that work. And they took it from them, you know, just so they could be there to watch us out there in those hills, the west hills of that town with 3 lodges, because there was a story to those 3 lodges. But it scared them. And that's what really made me realize, like, what the hell, you know, what's wrong, you know, what the hell is going on? Our own people, you know, are our enemies. Our own people become your enemy. You know, they're sleeping with the enemy. They're just doing all this fucking corruption, you know, just hurting our people and Everybody believes in a vote, and I never have voted in my life, not for the goddamn president or not for no councilman. Because it's all the same bullshit all the time. You know, they get in there and they just build up, you know, everything for their family. They see how much land, you know, and what's available, and and then they're out of there. And then our people are still going through the struggle, you know. Homelessness, yeah, a lot of our people go down to the streets because they're tired of pain and pain and pain. You know, that's how evil they are. They created a world full of debt. You have to pay your way in all the way through and your way out now. Like, it's how? So all of these things that we're talking about today, you think that we would have real answers from our elders or supposedly leaders and all these ones that play with spirituality just to, you know, get fortune and fame, and that's hurting us. They all want to become celebrities and movie stars now. That's not what it's supposed to be about. But it becomes that. It's all fashion now. There's a very few real ones that are actually out there, though. And the sad thing about it, you know, is that when we talk about Turtle Island, it's just a matriarch. The woman ran the camp. Everything was equal. There was no greediness. There was no hungriness, homelessness. That's what it is today now. So how do we fix it? Where do we fix it? You know, we all say independent. Well, yeah, that's what we need. You know, of course you do. You know, you got to figure out how are you going to survive without them. But our people never did it alone. They did it together. Like Kenny, you know, I'm happy he's teaching his little one at home. I've been putting none of my children through their school, their institution, their modern-day missionary school, because I wanted to teach them about what I understand, what was shown or told to me or what through elders. I never read nothing out of a book. Teach them whatever I can so they understand this world and they're aware of it, you know. But today, it's like when you speak too much truth, you become the enemy. Why? I tell people, if you really do say that you were raised with some old ones and you understand the teaching, then you say that you get up every day and pray, then what are you afraid of then? You should know who's watching over you. Other than that, you're just full of shit. It's not easy to speak truth today. It really ain't. That's why I understand how Chinupa says he can't do it alone, you know, because everybody wants to target him, you know. They say things towards him, about him, and make all these things up, you know, just to discourage him, but they can't. They even tried ways, you know, to kill him, but it didn't work. I don't know that. So it's a lot of responsibility that he's carrying, that he's speaking about. But don't forget, it's the woman. But yeah, I'll let somebody else talk. Thank you.
Thank you for that one. Thank you. That was greatly. Come on.
Okay.
Next caller.
Last digits. 1440.
The Chicago Kid.
All right. All right, Hunchy, go ahead.
Chicago Kid. From the great
state
of
shock. Let's hear your
comment.
What you got to do?
We're having a meeting tomorrow with that Oklahoma Supreme Court decision. And then on the ICWA. That's there in front of the Supreme Court, and then we're going to talk about the traditional governance and La Kulia Ke Wupke. And we're hoping our elders will will kind of lead the charge, and the Santa Teresa are going to be there. We need to start exercising our La Kula Kewupe. Wana.
Well, thank you for that. And I will see you tomorrow at the meeting. Next caller.
Okay, next caller. 7073. Oh, that's me. Hi, folks. My name is Tariq Aspor. I apologize. This is my first time hosting the show Indigenous Voices of People. I'm Palestinian. I'm your Palestinian brother. Let me tell you what's happening on Kumaye land. I'm not speaking for the Kumaye people, but what's happening here, we are suffering at the hands of the police right now. They are attacking indigenous, homeless, all over the city right now. As we day in, day out, there's crackdowns. Just yesterday, they shot a dog, a service dog that belongs to an indigenous Kumaye tribesmen. This is what the police is doing over here. And now, when they found out that I'm hosting another show, they're going bananas right now. Why? Because they want to keep on silencing what we have to say is called freedom of speech. And I'm thankful, and I'm gratefully thankful for everyone who gave me the permission and the love to host this show.
And we thank you for
anybody
stepping
else
up and taking that responsibility.
0162. You're on the air. You're on the air. All right, Kanopa, back to you.
Okay. Well, as more callers get, you know, situated to call in, I'm going to get into something very heavy here. See, the ex-corporation of what people are talking about today, especially what happened to that homeless brother that lost his four-legged brother, my people, okay? The dog is my people. You know, America has always been a communist form of a country that
later, I guess.
Constantly that comes in the sense of the way the brutality of what happens. The reaction as a status quo, as they say it, a lot of the revolutionary leaders back in the days from Malcolm X to Dr. Martin Luther King to Kwame Ture, Stokely Carmichael, Fred Hampton, a majority of people, Mondo Woposhitwe Ayan Walanga of the Black Panthers. You know, many of these people, Russell Means, Lehman Brightman, these are people that really changed the system for a better, the same way most of us are still doing to help our people get out of dormancy, including the leaders that are still with us and the ones that pass on. But every time a movement takes a strong course, we always say we fight for our elders and children. Not true. I disagree with that. And for some that keep using the machine to bastardize how America implemented their change of policy, don't forget this, folks. See, when you're in the struggle, there's what they call a time in tactics, okay? That's not a biblical term, but it's a term of understanding enough of the philosophical selves, okay? And it's backed by businesses. Hello? That active essential is what neutralize organizations because they throw money at them and they go for it. That doesn't make a revolutionary movement. It doesn't. All it does is make you talk. And talk is cheap, people, whether you like it or not. So aside from all that, this new creation with these pharmaceutical drugs that are implementing the streets and reservation, there's what they call their own petard. What do I mean by their own petard? I'm talking about the basic tactic of warfare against people. Duh. That's the hard part that you don't want to understand. You sure do think that you have knowledge, skill. I'll take this for an example. Since publicly we as a posing, you know, opposition to hold the people accountable, nobody's talking about independence. Most of all, they don't even know what freedom is. The custodians today are taking that responsibility and making jokes out of it, which are comedians. So that morality of law becomes an unjust and an injustice. Damn, come on, people. You all say you know, man, the biblical terms of what white America has done. But in a circumstantial case, you know nothing about freedom and independence. So when you look at our children and our elders struggling just to have something to eat, people, you have something to eat, man. You're responsible for that. You don't know how to hunt. You sure in the hell don't know how to go out there and serve people, yet the children. And the meaningful thing of why this has created an absence of a reasons for our children is, people, you're still neglecting them, what was taught to you by white society. And that's the biblical term. Having that biblical term will neutralize. Christ himself never neglected kids. So surrogating the public, okay, surrogating them, is the struggle that creates this inefficiency of action. We don't know how to invoke and blame the white man because we're so used to him chastising you on a daily basis. And when the real truth comes out, we spoke on this radio show this afternoon and the day before, and it was so much of a commitment. I thank my little brother, Tyreek. Tyreek represents our Western chapter of the Strongheart Warrior Society in San Diego, California. He's the leader out there. Like Devin Oldman's the leader up in Cheyenne River, Jenny and them guys up there in Browning, Montana, and the list goes on. My little brother, Bryce Inderwoods, with the other Strongheart members over there in Cheyenne River. That's the basic foundation of how we promote the service for our people. And we do it on our independent note. We're not the ones lining our pockets up. My little brother has a hard time getting his radio show committed all the time with people. They all say they want to donate to help to keep the radio show going on, but they don't do that. We try our best to help one another. That's the commitment that we have as a people still struggling to remain free. And the only way it can work, you have to have the old, which is new, and the new is old. That kind of establishment is not an unusual contribution of what corporate America does. Corporate America wants you to serve them. They don't want you to serve your people. And the rest of society is a proven factor that now, look at the armed services today, whether they're the Navy, Air Force, Army, and Marines. There are certain criteria where people are going after them now because of those conditions they're facing in the boot camp training areas. They're killing them with nitrates of cancer and other elements. This is what America has done, just like this monkeypox and COVID-19. All of these other symptoms that were done, like polio and heart trouble and all these diseases that they got rid of, they're bringing them back now, people, and they're describing them with a different name. When are you all going to wake up and understand that the house is burning? And I'm talking about the White House. See, that's the ninth rule. The threat is usually the more terrifying one because that's what it's about. So when you have a major, premise of a tactic, and you develop that with more of a traditional organization, that's the operation. And it can be maintained when you have people believing in freedom and independence. And without that, there is no tomorrow. And I thank all the people that believe in the independent structure that are living it in the best they know how. From all those tribes that I just mentioned, the Arapaho, the Blackfeet, the other Lakotas, and our Palestinian people, we are struggling to hold the system accountable, and in the end, we will win. This is how the great, great livelihood of what the belief in ourselves as a spiritual being of that power of the unknown. Remember, the tactics of what white people have. Power is not only what you have, but it's what the enemy thinks to have. Don't forget that. The power of what you have, people, is what the enemy thinks that he wants to have. And we're talking about the white race. His fear and retreat is imposing all these fractions that he's created to neutralize your human rights, to neutralize you as a human being. That's inhuman, folks. And that's one of the things that we always try to get ahead on and get a grip on. Because I can remember some of the things that go on this way. And little brother Tyreek, do we have any more callers calling in?
Okay, we got 90 seconds. I apologize. So we got less than 1 minute and 15 seconds. If you want to do a closing?
Yes, I might as well do that since everybody else hasn't want to take this responsibility. Tomorrow's show is going to start the normal time at 5 o'clock in the evening to 6:30, an hour and a half. So tune back into the Indigenous Voices of People show, 657-383-1630, to the listening audience. Again, 657-383-1630. And here's how we're going to close the song. We're going to close the show with this song.
Hey, hi, oh, hey, hi, oh, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.